5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hey guys, welcome to the Green Spaceship.
Hey guys, welcome to the Green Spaceship.
Welcome to the Green Spaceship.
Welcome to the Green Spaceship.
Guys, welcome to the Green Spaceship.
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 Again.
So hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Green Spaceship. This one is going to be a very long episode because, like, for a while now, yeah, I've been trying to like drop episodes for you guys, but like, I've not just been in the right space. Like, I have so many work lined out. Like, I have so many people I have to bring on. But like, I just can't get the other episode I have planned out of my head. So I can't even get them out to the one, the new ones. The last episode I released, I promised I was going to, you know, run you guys through how the Kidakuz event I went for went. And I was going to tell you guys about everything in detail. But like, I tried to record, but it felt like as if I was just, like, it didn't feel natural for me. So like, I just kind of, you know, I just recorded and left the thing there. Like, I couldn't work with it. I couldn't, like, it doesn't feel like something I'll post. Hope you guys get me.
No one is slicker.
Why do I record all day and record all night? And if you ask me why, it's cause I love this. Oh, my boy up all day and he up all night. And if you ask him why, more for the money.
Well, shout tonight. Don't know. I just feel like I can actually do something. I opened a couple of spaces. Like, I created a couple of Twitter spaces. The first one, I was just playing music. Like, just playing the music I fuck with. Like, the playlist I made. And there's sometimes I just, all I produce, I just feel, you know, I just want to be alone, like alone in my own space. So like, there's this place I have that just works perfectly for that. Or some nights you just don't want to hear anything loud, any music that is fast paced. I don't know if that's the right thing. Like, you get like something that's just calm, like just calm music like Wizakin, like Santi, you know, Buju, you know, those kind of like certain music you get, like, yeah, that's the mood I'm on tonight. So like, I just wanted this episode to be free. Like, I didn't pen anything down for you. I'm just saying everything off my head, how I feel, you know, just going with the flow.
Every day, I'm steady looking for a way. You know that sun still shine on a rainy day. I swear I've been working every day, I'm steady looking for a way. You know that sun still shine on a rainy day.
So like, let me give this OP a sense of direction, yeah? So initially, I was meant to be like, play songs for you guys, like, share this moment with you guys. Because I have this playlist on my Apple Music that I named One of Those Nights. So like, that was the main essence. But like, later I realized that, like, playing the song from my laptop and shit, and I have to like move the whole laptop speaker to the mic, and for the sound to be okay, and I have to like do sales or anything, and I'm not ready for that. Like, I don't have for that. So, like, I'm really going to be doing my thing. Because right now, to be honest, I am grinding. Not like hardcore grinding, but like, I'm just checking the market. You can look for projects to do, funding my NFTs to be. Because, you know, all these white people, they're funny. They don't sleep. Like, their time is different from ours. So, like, they can decide that it's by like 3 a.m. for that they want to drop shit. And that's when, like, shit go down. You know, after that, you're not crash now. You come with the money. You'll not be missing things. Like, be missing plays I'll give you back. So, that's what I'm checking. And, like, I'm just going to my alpha groups. So, like, to have someone with me, I'll be taking you guys with me. So, you guys are, like, literally someone that's beside me that I'm... Thank God nobody's here, like the quiet space. So I'm one of my alpha groups now. I'm checking for calls. There was one I was meant to do, but that one went like the project went underwater, especially this week, bro. Guys, I've been missing rubbish. I swear to God, like pure rubbish. I've always been wasting my bar. Like, there was this project I tried to mint for like I think it was $12 or $15, bro, and the thing went down to zero. Like, I didn't make any profit from it. I just stood there, I was just wondering, like, bro, dollar is like 700, like even $10, that's like 7k, bro. But don't go buy better small chops with that 7k, or buy like Amola and like assorted meat down for more. But you know, it's the also, like I say, you lose money to make money. That shit sounds dumb as fuck. You lose money to make money. But like, look, is the truth though. Like, there's some sense in it. Sasha, the Kidaku spi. Guys, Kidaku is not G. Like, he really loves the members, and we love him too. So we got there. After I left, I was in the long yard at the time. Yeah, I was in school. So like, I left school because I got the invite. I got it for a friend also. We meant to go together. But like, the person not turn up. So I went to another friend.
Been a minute, let me finish. All the shit you fantasize, man, I leave it. Best believe it, God be my witness. I stay on the grind from the start to finish. Let me leave it, I forgive it. All the shit you did couldn't hurt my spirit. No big gimmicks, it be lyrics. Cause it's been a while since you heard some lyrics.
But like, your point is how to move to Lekki for my gigi, which is very, very far. So I went to a friend in Lekki, and from there, it was in Ramadan, funny thing. Yeah, those that know this story, I'm about to be omitting some parts because I can't let guys tarnish my image. So when I got to Lekki, I met my guy. We bonded, and I told him I was going to this Kidaku show.
I'll be serious, I'm the realist. So we don't play when it's time to kill it. You know, finish. It's the finish. Cause it's the party and he never finish.
And he said he was meant to come. Actually, it was not the one I was planning to go with initially. But like, the other person don't fuck up. And I have like 2 free tickets. He didn't even give me one himself from his mail. So like, I had two. So we went together. We got there. No police. It's a shock. Ah, police don't did that day. Like, the road was just, the security was, like, the spot was just perfect. There was no police. So we got there. I asked to them, you know now. We said, the guys switch up. I showed the guy the normal regular Twitter. The normal regular mail that you get. I showed the guy at the counter. And I was like, even kid has sent me one himself personally, you know, now as part of member. So, like, kid even sent me one himself personally, like that. So shall we there with Fakida? Kida didn't turn up early. I don't know. He said he had things to do or something. Can't even remember. So later he came. He came on stage. But like before he came, like those guys that were there, they were good. Like this, the music was good. The whole scene was calm. Just like members only. I was just sending snaps. People might snap just saying, where you go? Where you did this guy again? Which kind of court settings with this? Ah, God, I have crazy people around me. They're like, which kind of court settings with this? Like, where you did again, this boy? When I told them, I didn't even respond, you know, as a superstar. Can't answer them like that. You have to, like, air them, put, like, gasp in there. Shasha. But just listen to music, man. My guy enjoying. My guy's name is Fan. Yeah, I went to Fan. We were there, like enjoying. Because I want to keep seeing my guy. My guy feels weird. Me and Fan were there, sure, we're enjoying. Like just having a good time, you know, just with the members, like family. So like later, they told us Kida was coming. Like Kida was outside. I was coming. Yeah, so like Kida came.
Yeah, we also got a paper. If you get bar, make you spend them. But if you go today, you know go take them. Judgment today, sooner or later. Man, I set back, don't you come back. And if you lose your head, get your head back.
Tell us. I already knew. You know, now, Aspa, like, top member again. We did get information for the rest. Simply. So, like, I shall knew, shall I? To find that I'm okay, there's outside, though. The kid that came in, the whole scene, the, like everybody just started wilding. Like his kid are now, like the chairman, the president himself is in the building. Like we're just wilding, like the whole place was just crazy. So like he brought World with him. People were hyped to see World. Not some people might not have seen World before, but me, I had seen Empire. Like a day before, cause I went to this Davido's show. Davido and Rico's show, sure, but like, yeah, Davido and Rico's. So like, show in Lagos. So like, I had seen World. So me, I was not like really excited like that. Sure. I was just there, like, I've seen this nigga before. Like, why am I seeing him 2 days in a row? Is it Whiskey? Sorry, no disrespect to World, but like. He's always in a risk in this world. So he brought on Tenny. Please. Man, I was just going late. Yeah, I was just raving. Cause guy, that I like that song with Tenny, man. I was just vibing out. Like I could say it anyway. Like anybody that went to that piece, that went to that show or that event will know that I was the hardest guy there. Like live. Like my energy was lit. Like I was a guy in the front, man. Like all those guys were just pushing me back. All those guys that were there, they were handling the whole system and sound. They were like, guy, relax, boss, push, move back, small guy. Cause like I was just happy to see my goat. Like seeing him in flesh, but acting like I don't even know. It seems like there are not enough words to describe that moment, bro. But it was lit. Like very, very lit. I might even shook hands with him more. Make another thing like guy just if we fist bumped like ish after vibing like people just like who is this guy like people around kid always like who is this like this guy is the guy like this guy is how everybody's meant to be like this guy is a blueprint like they were almost I know Shasha later I'm all and I said he was going to have a music video with us. Okay, but I don't see. Yeah, honestly, Chef came. It was nice. So later I said he was going to, you know, just like members actually shook Kid Dada Day, because like we're just pouring out his lyrics for him, like his own lyrics. He got to a point that he didn't even remember some of them, like he didn't remember some of these lyrics. We like the one telling him, like, was like, oh my, I don't forget to love now. The boss, my head. I said, I would do anything to go back to that, like, to go back to that time. Bro, that event was crazy. Charlie Tashina said he wanted to run the music video and he wanted the members around him. Moment, like, I died tired. Like, I was very, very tired. Me, I just stood. I'm a fan on the go. Like people were there, like going in for my house too, just watching him still. I still supported him. Like I waited for him to even finish the video. Then sure, we went to get water. First guy, I was fucking dehydrated. Guy, bro, guy, I needed this too. So I went to the supermarket that was still open. Got water, got junks. Then we went back to Fran's place. Guys, that shit was lit. I can't even lie. You have to be there. Like, if Kida is organizing any event, you guys have to be there. Like, you have to go there and be there to experience the energy. Like, it was like a mosh pit. Okay, but like, not all the mosh pit too, but like, Kida Kuz mosh pit. We don't already go jam all the lyrics. I was just vibing.
Going back to the members.
So you need this push over there. You need it, please just go over there. I know I was leading you astray. You need this, please go away.
So yeah, maybe I didn't learn the lyrics. Yeah, just give them. I think they give me and they give them back. I think they give me the songs, but I was just giving them back. Like song to song, word for word. The guy was, I knew in his head, he'd be like, this guy, we are saying that this guy sing these songs. We're not gonna lie, it was lit. I swear, like, I really enjoyed that event. The event was mad. Met a couple of guys, close friends. Yeah, he bought Cash too, Sha. I forgot to say, he bought Cash coming. Yeah, Cash coming to perform this song. Then that one with Buju. The OP was just very, very nice. Like, I really, really enjoyed myself. Like, I don't care what any other person now do. I really enjoyed myself. Then I met people. I met Larry. Larry was there too. Like, Ryuji. Like, Larry knew me from the way I was vibing at that concert. So when they saw me on Twitter, like, they could tell that I was the one. Sure, guys, I was never capping about that energy. Like, ask Larry. Shout out to Larry. So that's it. I'll be ending the podcast here, this particular episode here. So you guys should be ready. I have episodes coming up. I have one with Daniela. We're talking about NFTs, you know. My own side of NFT. To like be giving you guys more insight on it. This should have happened a while back, but like I don't know. But like it feels like the right time for the episode to come up. So like you guys should be expecting that soon. I have an episode with my girl Ella talking about I'm gonna tell you guys. But like you guys should prepare for that one too. So you guys will be getting more episodes from me. I really appreciate the love. Like even though I was out and I stopped dropping episode, people were still like going back to like listen to like other episodes. People were asking for link, you know, and I wasn't even tweeting shit on Twitter, like nothing podcast related. Like I was just trying to like get my head down the NFTs, but like people were still listening. So like I really appreciated that for you. Like you can't get that kind of love from anywhere. So like I appreciate you guys. So yeah, first of all, this is the Green Spaceship. Love you guys. See you guys soon. Peace.
Small body, big engine, 0 OT. If you sleep on me, you be jonesing like a mobile. get it, boys, we did not war, yeah, we know like all up. What I mean by back then, with the gang, game for the radio, I come from at the drag bar. We don't take for us up, I took a lakuta, and we smoking on lala. But Benny, why used to they sleep on me? She ain't no service, a young kitty, G. So, I never see. Show me not the R&B, nigga, we didn't move like me. Normally nobody say nobody close to me. I'm on a big competition. Only money I dey chase.
My last of jiggy, but ya police. I'm sleeping on no journey.